there's some information here about some training available for parents. I don't know if I'd quite call it training, but classes, I guess, and also some grant opportunities. And here to speak about some early childhood opportunities, we have Jessica Clark, and wearing multiple hats for the various organizations that you're involved with.
That's true. Thanks, Maria. So there is a lot going on in and around town for early childhood, and that would be children and families with children under the age of five. There's lots going on and a lot of good collaboration, and I think that's why it gets confusing as far as who's doing what. But you mentioned some classes for parents, and the Early Learning Program at Community Connections does a lot of work in this area. And we've got two really good, exciting opportunities going on. Infant massage starts Thursday, September 25th, and it's a four-week class. So we'll do it each Thursday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 at Community Connections. And we also have Positive Solutions for Parents, and that's a class for families who have children under the age of five with challenging behaviors. And it's hard to think of a child under five who doesn't have that. But this is a seven-week course, and due to popular demand, we are going to start it on October 1st. So there might be some ads out there saying that it already started, but our new date is October 1st, Wednesday night from 5:30 to 7:30, and that goes for 7 weeks.
And so let's talk about each of those classes.
Sure.
The infant massage, I'm guessing they found that there are benefits to this.
Yes, absolutely. This is this course is instructed by an IAIM infant massage instructor. So this is Kristen Coffin, is a occupational therapist at the Early Learning Program at Community Connections. And so she has formal training in this. It's all backed up by research. And infant massage is really based on the belief that every baby deserves respect, tenderness, warmth, and a listening heart. And infant massage is really a communication process that parents and babies share. It's kind of this back and forth. And the thing that I like about infant massage, it's obviously you learn the different strokes to massage your infant. And there's a special stroke for colic. It kind of goes, all of the strokes cover head to toe, but it also helps parents learn to read infants' cues and respond to crying and some of these other things that just kind of pop up naturally for parents. So that's Thursday mornings at 9:30 to 10:30. There is a charge for the class. It's $30. $40 if a couple wants to attend. The fee is waived if you're a customer of Community Connections. But you learn quite a lot. And, oh, I also wanted to say, if you're interested in an evening infant massage, to give us a call because we might put one of those together.
Okay, and then the other one with looking at behavior.
Right. So that one is Positive Solutions for Parents, and it's not really a parenting class because parenting is this huge topic, and it really just focuses on how to prevent challenging behavior. And so, you know, it's much easier just to prevent it than to deal with it when it pops up. So most of the class focuses on that, it's designed to help parents. It's fun-filled, it's hands-on. You really tap into the power of play. It's actually a really fun class. And you just learn effective ways to respond to your children and to use the power of play to prevent that. It's relationship-based, so creating that positive relationship with your child. But then, of course, it's not a magic wand. The behavior is going to pop up. And so then it does give you really solid research-based strategies for responding to that behavior and looking at behavior as a form of communication and saying, you know, what's behind it? What's my child trying to tell me? And then that gives you some really good insight into what new skill does your child need to learn to replace that behavior.
And you mentioned this is for someone who has children five or under,
yes.
Correct? So it might also be for someone who's expecting
Sure.
Going to have a baby soon.
Yeah.
Get ahead of the game.
Get ahead of it. Yeah, that's exactly. Get an insight into what's going on.
Is there a fee for that?
There is a fee. It's $35 for the 7 weeks or $50 for a couple. It includes dinner and childcare for 7 weeks. So that's quite a bargain. And again, the new start date for that is October 1st. It's a Wednesday night from 5:30 to 7:30 at Community Connections.
Okay. And then I believe you also mentioned there are grant opportunities.
There are grant opportunities. And then this is where we're kind of shifting gears for
putting on a new hat.
That's right. A new hat for child care providers. And so the Association for the Education of Young Children, that's AEYC, offers classes pretty much year round for child care providers. But each fall we come out with what we call quality initiative grants. And they're grants that range from $500 to $1,000. And you can choose which grant area you want to focus on. So we have four this year. One is a new provider. So if you want to open up a childcare or you're a new provider, you can get that grant. There's an environmental rating scale that just kind of helps you look at your childcare environment. Accreditation. And then the last one is really exciting. Happy, healthy babies supporting nursing mothers. So it talks about how can a child care arrange their environment and just in all other ways be supportive of breastfeeding mothers, mothers who are choosing to nurse their children, and goes into all that detail. And then you get a grant to put in some of these ideas in place into your child care.
And I know you've been doing presentations around about the need for child care providers, that there just aren't enough out there.
Right.
Have efforts been helping recruit some people, so
yes,
to speak?
Yes, actually, and thank you for that very much, because I have received two calls from prospective new providers in the past 2 months, let's say. So that's really exciting. And if you haven't started your child care yet, you can still get into contact with us and we can help, you know, sort of navigate through that process. And then once you get licensed, we can support you with some of these mini grants.
Okay. And as you mentioned, the one is for new providers. So hop
right
on the bandwagon.
Right. I don't know.
And how long does the process take for becoming an established provider?
It kind of depends, because you do need to go through the licensing process. And so that's through a whole different section of the state. But, you know, again, we'll help you. We have a business of caring packet that just kind of helps you think about what are the things I need to go through. And if I'm going to put it in my home, it needs to be this way. But if I'm going to set up a formal center, it needs to be that way. And that sort of thing. And then we also have CDA classes. So that's a Child Development Associates, and it's a credential that child care providers can receive. And so we've started up our CDA classes. We've got four of them coming up on September 20th. We have one that's about creating healthy environments, and that focuses on wellness, illnesses, good health practices. And there's also a special presentation about how to administer medication put on by Healthy Futures. And the Carr's Pharmacy was great. They gave us some little droppers to hand out. On September 11th, there's creating a safe environment. So that talks about safety and your physical environment, how to involve parents in that process. And then there's a special presentation through Futures Without Violence on the impact of domestic violence on families and mandated reporting and that sort of thing.
So that would be today? You said September 11th.
Oh, sorry, October 11th.
Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, thanks for that catch. These are all Saturday classes at the library. And then people who are not in Ketchikan can attend through OWL or Jabber technology. So I'm so excited our library has that technology. So on October 25th, we've got creating a rich learning environment, and that's all about indoor settings to promote play. Good little section about how to get active, especially in our weather, how to stay physically active, using homemade toys. And then on November 1st, we have Happy Healthy Babies, and that's the supporting nursing mothers class about how to put some practices and put your environment together to support nursing mothers in your childcare.
Are those free classes or do you have to pay to attend
those? Those are $15 for each 2-hour class. And again, they go from 10 to noon on Saturdays. And there's a lot of different ways that AEYC can help support you get your CDA license, or your credential, I should say. So, yeah, that's what we've got going on.
Okay, and I imagine you need to pre-register for those than just show up?
Yes, you actually do need to register. Thank you for that. You go to threadalaska.org is the website, and you just spell that out, threadalaska.org, and just click on the calendar and you go to register there. And you can do that. You have to register for Ketchikan even if you're going to use the technology and attend from Craig or some other area around Southern Southeast.
Okay, so that's if you're interested in those classes. And again, if that you mentioned the grant opportunity, who would people contact if interested in that?
AEYC would help you through the grant. They've got a toll-free number, 888-785-1235, and they can help connect you to that grant.
Okay, and then the other thing we mentioned would be contact community connections for those parenting classes, correct?
Right. For infant massage or positive solutions, you can call 225-7825. Or come by our office and register for those.
Okay, lots of good information.
Thanks, Maria.
Lots of activities going on in the early learning world.
All right.
Child development.
Thanks so much.
Jessica Clark again with some information. And again, if you're interested, you can contact Community Connections or you can contact AEYC for more information.